The strikingness is in style, very, very candidly. The Episcopal windows are much simpler. They're almost a painted glass with vague symbolism in them. The windows, the Zettler windows, are striking in their rich, very bold coloring. There's a beautiful window of St. Clair. In the tradition of St. Clair in a monastery in Assisi in Italy, was under siege at one point in time by an invading army. And Clair was a woman of poor health, but went up into the roof of the monastery in a porch and held the Blessed Sacrament out over the invading army. And the tradition is that they all dispersed as they saw this woman standing on the roof praying over them. There's a beautiful, beautiful rendering of that in stained glass, and also a Eucharistic communion of saints that has the monstrance, which is the vessel that holds the Blessed Sacrament in the church, surrounded by a group of saints, some very unusual, but who had a particular devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. It's a very striking window. There's a window of the Last Supper, which is unusual in that Jesus is offering communion to his mother Mary, which is a rather old devotional type window, and there's a window about purgatory, where the mass is being celebrated above, and the souls of purgatory are still in the purgatorial fires, if you will, waiting to be freed by the celebration of the mass and the prayers of the church here. So they're striking in their color and in their detail. They were recently all restored, so that they've been re-leaded and are in really excellent repair, and should last in that way for many years to come.